Hey, Robert.
Hmm?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
The ivory-billed woodpecker. Maybe.
The ivory-billed woodpecker may be who?
Actually, the ivory-billed woodpecker may be where? This week, a team of naturalists ended a month-long search in the swamps of Louisiana for signs of the rare bird. Now, so rare is the ivory-billed woodpecker that most experts thought it was extinct. One report a few years back raised biologists' hopes, but after this month of hunting, the bird experts discovered scarce evidence that these woodpeckers are still among the living. One Dutch team member, J.M. Lammertink, did come back with actual recordings of something. Allison Steiring of Louisiana State University is a member of the team that returned this week. She says that this is the first indication of the ivory-billed woodpecker since 1999, when a young man stumbled across possible signs of the rare bird.
He was a wildlife student. He was in the Pearl River Wildlife Management Area early one morning when he saw two very distinct, unique woodpeckers that he believed are the ivory-billed woodpecker.
What was it like to be on this search? Team members thought you had a pretty reasonable expectation of finding it, I guess.
Yes. Well, we felt at the beginning particularly that if the bird was there in the Pearl River Wildlife Management Area, that we would find it. The area is about 30,000 acres, and a lot of that is marsh, and then some more of that is inappropriate habitat. So we felt that we could get it narrowed down to an area of good habitat, look for signs of the woodpecker, foraging signs, cavities, and we could say something if we didn't find it, that it most likely wasn't there, at least in 2002. Our answer turned out to be maybe, maybe not.
A couple of times you thought you heard it, right?
Well, we heard a loud tapping sound twice. At one time, four team members heard a series of double taps or paired taps, followed by a single tap, then followed by four taps in sequence, and we got part of that on the recording.
That must have been exciting.
That was exciting. The four of us that were there, immediately got very excited. We all started moving towards the sound. Unfortunately, whatever was making the sound stopped, and after an hour of moving towards the sound and trying to locate whatever was making it, we just couldn't find it.
Well, what is your feeling now that you're back home? Do you think that anyone will go out again in search of the ivory-billed woodpecker?
I definitely don't think we can close the book on the Pearl River Wildlife Management Area. Definitely hope that more searches are conducted.
Well, Allison Steiring, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Jackie.
Allison Steiring, she's a PhD student at Louisiana State University Department of Biological Sciences.